Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 57. We're going to talk about the Roundheads versus the Cavaliers in this lesson. So let's get started. In 1642, a year before the Civil War broke out between King Charles and the Long Parliament, which we learned about in our last lesson, Sir William Berkeley came over to be governor of Virginia. And for the next 35 years, this Berkeley fellow would become a big player in the history of the colony. So let's talk about that. One historian describes Berkeley as an aristocrat decked out in velvet and gold lace. He calls him a brave soldier, an author whose plays were performed on the London stage, a devoted husband, a chivalrous friend, a stalwart upholder of kingship, and a merciless judge. Wow, what a combination of characteristics. Well, Berkeley didn't believe in popular government, not a bit. One time, he heard someone talk about free schools up in New England, to which he responded that he thanked God that Virginia didn't have any free schools. He also thanked God that Virginia had no printing press because he believed too much education breeds rebellious spirits. In other words, he knew ignorance would keep the masses in check. In other words, he can control the ignorant. Now, after Charles I lost his head, Berkeley was removed from office in Virginia. However, a bunch of Berkeley's friends belonging to what was known as the Cavalier Party came to settle in Virginia because they didn't like what was happening in England. They weren't big fans of Cromwell. These Cavaliers were nothing like Cromwell and his buddies. The Cavaliers were basically a rich class who took the side of King Charles. They fought against Cromwell and the people who sided with Cromwell, which were the common people, and these common people were called Roundheads. The Roundheads sided with Parliament. Now, we learned that this Parliament beheaded Charles in 1649, and for the next 11 years, England was governed as a republic called the Commonwealth. So we can see why these Cavaliers were coming to Virginia. They came while Cromwell was in charge because they didn't like the Roundheads. Now, that struggle between the Roundheads and the Cavaliers also took place in Virginia. The rich Virginians took the side of the Cavaliers. Now, as we said, Sir William Berkeley became governor in 1642, after which he ordered the Roundheads to get out of town and head to Maryland or New England, where they'd be welcome. And not too long after Cromwell took over, after he won his battle in England, Berkeley was removed from office in Virginia and remained out of office the rest of the years of the Commonwealth. That is when Cromwell was in power in England. But, as we're going to see in a moment, Berkeley didn't stay out of power forever. He's going to come back. So, in the meantime, while Cromwell is in power, these Cavaliers who didn't like things the way things were going in England, in steady stream, these Cavaliers came between the years 1650 through 1670 to Virginia, which gave a distinct Cavalier tone to Virginia society. Now, one of these Cavaliers, by the way, was a descendant of George Washington and other famous Americans who would fight in the Revolutionary War, so things would change over time. Now, with this influx of Cavaliers, the population of Virginia grew from about 15,000 to around 40,000. Now, the Cavaliers had been country squires back in their homeland in England, and they maintained a similar lifestyle in Virginia. They lived on isolated estates accessible by rivers, and these estates had their own wharfs from whence they would ship their tobacco in exchange for European goods. And that's why Virginia had very few manufacturers and merchants, and absolutely no large towns. It was a very rural community in Virginia. If you get a moment, listen to my series, Civics Made Easy, where I compare the New England township with the Virginia county. The two distinct lifestyles, for lack of a better term, speak volumes about the differences between the two colonies and the outlook of the people who lived there. Virginia and New England was different because of this kind of setup. Well, the monarchy was restored in the person of Charles II in 1660, and then Sir William Berkeley was also restored to power in Virginia, and that led to some serious events, and it led to the first martyrs in the cause of American liberty, and I'm going to tell you about that in our next lesson. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until our next lesson, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.